Talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, as we talk about these first few weeks of January, we're just really almost week after week, Sunday, Monday, we've got another set of weather conditions. And I guess that's kind of holding numbers down a little bit for Oklahoma City.
Well, it seems to be. We've kind of been holding in there around 7,000, had 71 or 200 this week compared to 5,800 last week, which, you know, the first 2 weeks sure be way less than a year ago. But market's still holding extremely good. You know, they kind of called some of them feeders maybe a little softer, but some of them a little higher on certain weights. But still, lots and lots of demand. And the good cattle, sure enough, bring a lot. And so still getting along extremely well. But, yeah, it looks like maybe we'll straighten out on some of this weather maybe for the next week or 10 days, and we'll kind of see what these numbers are going to do.
I noticed that on the calf trade, both steer and heifer calves steady to four higher is what Market News called them.
Yes, it was extremely stout. And those high six and tight seven weight feeders look to be a little higher, too. The feeder steer and heifer deal was still extremely good, even though they called it a little softer. But yeah, that them light cattle were after them yesterday again.
Is the quality holding up pretty good from what you can see?
We had, you know, as particular, we had a lot of quality there, but there was overall a lot of nice calves. Didn't seem to be as many yearlings yesterday, but I mean, what we had yearlings wise was extremely strong and nice. And then the calf quality was real good as well.
With temperatures as chilly as they are, you know, yesterday and into today, I guess that makes it pretty hard to be able to work these cattle through the sale barn and out and get them on the road.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've worked well ever since the first of the year. We've worked at keeping these waters unfrozen and been able to do that. Luckily, you know, it hadn't been overrun with numbers, so we've been able to keep everything on water and feed. And so, you know, that's the big thing here at these barns is just keeping the water thawed out. But we've luckily been able to do that. And, you know, it's heck getting them in, but the market's been good and the cattle been filling. So, you know, and we're going to level out here. So we'll kind of see what's going to happen after this week. Look like the weather's going to get pretty decent after today, really.
I guess what these guys that are bringing cattle to market, they got to feel pretty good about these things, these, you know, this whole market, you know, holding up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these five and mid-five weight cattle bringing right at 2,000, 1,900, and those bigger steers bringing well over 2,000. Nothing wrong with the market, what we're getting on these dollars per head on these cattle turning out, no doubt, Ron.
What are you hearing from your guys, your sons there out in the markets, Comanche, Woodward?
Comanche's going to be a little lighter than last week, just with the, you know, the weather and that kind of stuff. And I think Woodward will be too. We had, I think, 2,700 or 800 last week at Woodward on Thursday. And I think it'll be lighter, but I think it could straighten out where they catch a few more cattle than they thought, since it's going to kind of warm up. But it is cold, cold up there in the Panhandle today.
Indeed. So folks want to talk to you about these markets. How do they get a hold of you?
Give us a call, Ron. We'd love to visit with them. 940-631-2333.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. They've got, of course, the Western Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, running cattle Monday, Tuesdays, Comanche Market midweek, and the Woodward Livestock Market on Thursdays, their main market. And you can always learn a lot more about all the markets that are part of the Western family, including the market up in Knoxville, Iowa, by going to westerncommissioncompany.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.